要打开罗马书第二章。
Please open your Bibles to Romans chapter 2.
我们在查考主的话语，我们来到罗马书第二章。
As we study the Lord's word, we have come to Romans chapter 2.
我们要从第一节读到第十六节。
And we shall read from verses 1 to 16.
你这论断人的，无论你是谁也无可推诿，你在什么事上论断人，就在什么事上定自己的罪，因为这论断人的自己所行的却和别人一样。我们知道行这样行的人，神必照着真理审判他们。你这人啊，你这论断这样行这样事的人，自己所行的却和别人一样，你以为能逃脱神的审判吗？还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是领你悔改呢？你竟然认着你刚硬不悔改的心，为自己继续愤怒，以致神的震怒显他公义审判的日子来到，他必照个人的行为报应个人。凡恒心行善、寻求荣耀尊贵和不能朽坏之福，就以永生报应他们。唯有结党不顺从真理，反顺从不义的，就有愤怒恼恨报应他们。将患难苦困苦加给一切作恶的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人，却将荣耀尊贵平安加给一切行善的，就是希腊人，后是先是犹太人，后是希腊人。因为神不偏待人，凡没有律法的，凡没有律法犯了罪，也必不按律法灭亡；凡在律法以下犯了罪的，也必按律法受审判。原来在神面前，不是听律法为义，乃是行律法称义。没有律法的外邦人，若顺着本性行律法的事，他们虽然没有律法，自己就是自己的律法。这是要显出律法在的功用，在刻在他们心里，他们是非之心同作见证，并且他们的思念互相较量，或以为是，或以为非。就在神借着耶稣基督审判人隐秘事的日子，照着我的福音所言。
Romans chapter 2 verse 1. Therefore you have no excuse, O man, every one of you who judges. For in passing judgment on another, you condemn yourself, because you, the judge, practice the very same things. We know that the judgment of God rightly falls on those who practice such things. Do you suppose, O man, you who judge those who practice such things, and yet do them yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you presume on the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance? But because of your hard and impenitent heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. He will render to each one according to his works. To those who are by patience in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, there will be wrath and fury. There will be tribulation and distress for every human being who does evil, the Jew first, and also the Greek. But glory and honor and peace for everyone who does good, the Jew first, and also the Greek. For God shows no partiality. For all who have sinned without the law will also perish without the law, and all who have sinned under the law will be judged by the law. For it is not the hearers of the law who are righteous before God, but the doers of the law who will be justified. For when Gentiles, who do not have the law, by nature do what the law requires, they are a law to themselves, even though they do not have the law. They show that the work of the law is written on their hearts, while their conscience also bears witness, and their conflicting thoughts accuse or even excuse them on their day when, according to my gospel, God judges the secrets of men by Christ Jesus.
今天我们跟大家讲的题目是神的审判。
And the theme that we are going to be speaking on today is God's judgment.
为什么讲神的审判呢?
Why talk about God's judgment?
因为这段圣经是在讲神的审判。
Because this passage is saying about the judgment of God.
我不是由我来决定要讲什么题目。
I do not decide on what topic to preach on.
是神的话语来告诉我们应该讲什么题目。
But God's word tells us what topic to preach on.
我站在这里不是在做一个演讲。
I'm not here delivering a speech.
我们是在这里来宣讲神的话语。
We are here to proclaim the word of God.
我是在这里告诉你圣经讲什么。
I'm here to tell you what the Bible says.
我不像外面的人在做公开演讲，我是在告诉你圣经讲什么。
I am not delivering a public speech outside. I am telling you what the Bible says.
我不在这里不是要告诉你，不是要告诉你我对世界的看法，我对政治的看法，我对社会的看法。
I'm not here to tell you my views on the world, my views on politics or the society.
我在这里不是要告诉你怎么样在生活上更加成功，或者你有更好的婚姻生活。
I'm not here to tell you how to be successful in life or your marriage.
我站在讲台上，站在神的讲台上呢，我必须要告诉你神对你生活的要求，神对你婚姻的要求，神对你的要求。
I am standing on the pulpit of God, telling you God's requirement of your life, God's requirement of your marriage, and God's requirement of you.
所以今天呢，我们，所以我在这里是跟按照圣经逐 章逐章逐段逐段的跟大家来分享神的话语。
And therefore I stand here today and I am sharing with you the word of God from chapter to chapter, passage to passage.
我们在读罗马书。
And we are reading the book of Romans.
在罗马书的开始的时候，我们就讲到神的福音。
And at the beginning of the book of Romans, we talked about the gospel of God.
一开始的时候，罗马书的主题就在第一章16到17节。
And the main theme of the whole book of Romans can be found in chapter 1, verses 16 to 17.
如果你看一看你的圣经，你就知道16节说：“我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，就是先是犹太人，后是希腊人。因为神的义 正在这福音上写明出来，这义本是本于信以至于信，如经上所说，义人凭义信因信得生。
And if you look at your Bibles, Romans 1:16 says, For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith.
所以我们跟大家一起分享了这段圣经，其实整本圣经福音的整本罗马书都是在讲福音本是神的大能。
And we have actually shared with everyone that the whole book of Romans is speaking about the gospel, which is the power of the Lord.
这个好消息，这个内容，这个福音的内容，本来是现在也是神的大能。
And this gospel, the content of the gospel, it was, and not just was, but it is now the power of the Lord.
所以我们要把福音讲得清楚，如果你听得明白，你就可能得救。
And we need to preach the gospel clearly, and if you can understand it, then you might be saved.
神的福音不但是神的大能，是神的拯救。
And the gospel is not only the power of the Lord, but it is also the salvation of the Lord.
因为所有的拯救是从神而来。
Because all salvation comes from God.
所以这里讲到神福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的人。
And the gospel is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes.
还有很重要的，就是常常很多人忽略，或者很多人没有提到的呢。 福音就是神的公义。
And very important, which many people fail to actually address or they have neglected, is that the gospel is the righteousness of the Lord.
很多时候我们讲福音的时候，我们就讲神的爱。
Very often when we share the gospel, we talk about God's love.
很多时候我们传福音的时候，我们看十字架的时候，我们看到十字架挂在教会的这个在教会里面呢，我们只能够看到，你看十字架的时候，你看到什么？你看到神的爱。
And very often when we see the cross, especially the cross as a symbol in the church, we ask, what do you see? And people say, we see the love of God.
但是很多时候没有看到十字架是神的公义。
And very often people miss that the cross actually represents God's righteousness.
啊，我们跟大家这个讲过很多次，但是我们还是要再讲多一次，就是当主耶稣上十字架的时候，主耶稣祷告说，主啊，如果许可让这个杯，就是上十字架这个苦难挪去，可以吗？
And we have said this many times, but we want to say it again. Before Jesus went to the cross, he prayed, Father, if it is possible, may you remove this cup from me. But it is possible at all.
如果神说可以的话，他就不用钉十字架。
If God says yes, then Jesus need not die on the cross.
但是那个答案是不可以。
But the answer is no.
为什么不可以呢？神要赦免人，一句话就可以赦免人。
Why is it impossible? If God is all powerful, can't he just forgive everyone with just a word?
今天很多人传神的爱，神的爱，神一句话就可以赦免。不是的，神不是，神是爱，但是神同时候是公义，所以神说不可以，主必须要上十字架，因为神必不以有罪为无罪。
And today many people keep talking about God is love, and he can forgive with just one word. But no, God is also righteous. He cannot just forgive with one word. Jesus has to go to the cross because God is righteous and he will not let the guilty go unpunished.
为什么耶稣必须要上十字架？
Why must Jesus go to the cross?
如果主耶稣不上十字架，神不能赦免我们。
Because unless Jesus goes to the cross, God cannot forgive us.
因为神不以有罪当作是无罪。
Because God will not treat the guilty as guiltless.
所以他必须上十字架，神才可以赦免我们。所以神在十字架上，我们看到神的公义，神必须审判罪恶。
Jesus has to go to the cross.Before God can forgive sins.
如果你仔细读罗马书，整本罗马书呢是在讲神的公义。
And if you read the whole book of Romans, you will find that throughout the whole book of Romans is full of God's righteousness.
为什么讲神的公义呢？
Why talk about God's righteousness?
因为福音，如果你不讲神的公义，就讲得不完全。
Because if you do not preach on the righteousness of God, the gospel is incomplete.
像我们跟大家讲福音的意思就叫好消息。
And we have said that gospel means good news.
好消息，为什么是好消息呢？
And why is it good news?
什么叫做好消息？
What is good news?
好消息，很多人讲就是好消息是当你信耶稣你就成功，信耶稣你就得发财，你信耶稣就得医治。
And many people say the good news is if you believe in Jesus, you will have money. If you believe in Jesus, your sicknesses will be healed.
如果你这样信耶稣，请问你这样信耶稣的人有没有得救？
If a person believes in Jesus for such a reason, is this person saved?
你这样信耶稣跟拜偶像有什么不同？
If you believe in Jesus in such a manner, how does that differ from worshipping an idol?
这样信耶稣就等于说，如果神不祝福我，神不医好我，神不给我更成功，我就不要信他。
Such belief in GodActually means that if God does not bless me, if God does not give me healing, if God does not give me success, then I will not believe in Him.
如果你这样信的话呢，你是没有得救的。
If that's how you believe, then you are not saved.
为什么我这样讲呢？
Why do I say that?
因为你看第十八节。
Because look at verse 18.
罗马书第十八节，第十八节说，原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不义、不虔不义的人身上。
Romans 1:18 says, For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men.
我们不是在讲神的福音吗？为什么要讲神的愤怒呢？
Aren't we preaching God's gospel? Why talk about the wrath of God?
我们是在讲好消息吗？为什么给我坏消息呢？
We're talking about good news. Why tell me the bad news?
其实很简单， 如果你的好消息，很多时候我记得我跟大家传过，我讲过这个故事，我跟我一个好朋友一直传福音传，我就跟他讲好消息，讲了20年他还不信，为什么他不信呢？
And I told you about this story of me trying to preach the good news to my friend for over 2 decades, but he still did not believe.
他不信的原因，他说你对你是好消息，对我不是好消息，他根本不觉得是相信耶稣是好消息。
And he told me that it is good news to you, but it isn't to me. So he doesn't think that believing in Jesus is good news at all.
因为他不了解，他现在就处在神的愤怒里面。
Because he does not understand that he is right now under the wrath of God.
保罗说，我传一个好消息，什么好消息呢？原来你现在，你目前这个时候就在神的愤怒里面。
And Paul says, I'm preaching good news to you. And what is the good news?He started by saying that's because you are right now under the wrath of God.
他说，原来神的愤怒将从天上显明 present tense, 现在就显明出神的这个愤怒在你身上。
And Paul wrote, for the wrath of God is revealed, is the present tense, is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness.
神的福音就是神要拯救你从哪里，从他的愤怒中拯救出来。
And this good news is that God wants to save you from his wrath.
所以我们要让大家知道，我们第二次跟大家分享的时候，就是让大家知道神的愤怒是一个事实。
AndIn our second sermon on the book of Romans, we talk about the truth of God's wrath.
而且那个时间就是现在。
And the timing is right now.
而且它的对象是谁呢？
And who's the target of God's wrath?
你继续看第十八节，我们在复习，原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不义、不虔不义的人身上，这些人是谁呢？这些人就是阻挡神的人。第十九节说，明神的事情呢，人所能知道，原显明在神心里，但是在第二十一节是因为他们虽然知道神，却不把他当作神，荣耀他，也不感谢他。
And we are revising what we preached on last week. Read at verse 18 again. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. Verse 21. But although they knew God,They did not honor him as God or give thanks to him.
所以神的愤怒向谁彰显？
So who is the target of God's wrath?
神的愤怒向不信耶稣的人彰显。
God's wrath is targeted at those who do not believe Jesus.
今天的教会说，不要讲这些东西，不要讲难听的话，不要讲愤怒，不要讲审判，不要得罪人。
Today, many churches say, let's not talk about all these things that are difficult to accept.Don't talk about the wrath of God. Don't talk about judgment of God. Let us not offend people.
如果我在做公开的演讲，我当然不要得罪你。但是我在传神的话，神的话有讲，我必须告诉你，不然我失责。
If I am delivering a public speech, of course I do not want to offend you. But I am not doing that. I am telling you what the word of God says. And if I fail to do that, then I have failed in my duty.
所以我们什么叫好消息呢？好消息是神现在生对你生气，我再给你好消息，让你脱离出来，不用面对神的审判，不用面对神的愤怒。
So what is the good news? The good news is that you are right now under the wrath of God and He is angry with you, but there is a way to be saved from God's wrath.
神愤怒的原因很清楚，他可以从我们，他虽然是神。他创造我们，他是我们的创造主，他给我们吃，给我们穿，给我们一切的享受，我们顶撞他，我们不理他，这个就是我们的罪，这个就是他的凭证。
And the testimony for God's wrath which is given to us to prove that we are indeed under his wrath is that he created us and he gave us everything, our breath and all that we owned, and yet we turn around and we rebel against him, and because of thatIt is proof that he is angry with us.
我们说不孝敬父母是罪。
We say that if you dishonor your parents, that is a sin.
因为父母养育我们，生我们，养育我们，给我们一切。当我们长翅膀的时候，我们不理他，这个是非常大的，不孝是一个非常大的罪。
And our parents gave birth to us and brought us up and gave us everything that we need to be successful. And if we turn against them, it is really a big sin.
那么和如果不孝是罪，那么抵挡那创造我们比父母还大，他是创造主，他创造我们的父母也创造我们这个神呢，我们抵挡他，他给我们口中的气，我们的灵都是从他来，他给我们这一切之后呢，我们不理他，不感谢他，不承认他是神啊，不理他，这个更大的罪。
If it is a sin to dishonor our parents, then it is a greater sin to dishonor the one who has not just created us, but also created our parents, and the one who created everything and gave us breath in our mouth and everything else. To rebel against this creator is a great sin.
所以那个结果是什么呢？
And what is the terminus?Of God's wrath.
你看第二十四节，神任凭他们；第二十六节，神任凭他们；第二十八节，神任凭他们。
Look at verse 24. God gave them up. Verse 26. God gave them up. Verse 28. God gave them up.
神任凭他们做什么？
What did God give them up to do?
原来他们知道神，却不敬拜他。神把神的真实变成虚妄，神就让他们把一切的真实、一切的好处变成坏处。
And even though they knew God, they did not honor Him or give thanks to Him, and they exchanged the glory of God for other things. So God gave them up to do these things.
你看第二十四节，所以神任凭他们乘着心里的情欲行污秽的事，以致彼此的玷污自己的身体。
Verse 24. Therefore God gave them up in the lust of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves.
他将第五二十五节，他们将神的真实变为虚谎，将敬拜去敬拜所受造之物。
Because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature.
你看第二十六节，神任凭他们放纵可耻的情欲，让他们的女人和把顺性用成逆性的用处，男人也是如此弃了女人的顺性的用处，欲火攻心，彼此贪恋，男和男行可羞耻的事。
Verse 26, for this reason God gave them up to dishonorable passions, for their women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature. And the men likewise gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another, men committing shameless acts with men.
这个是讲同性恋。
That's referring to homosexuality.
如果今天你看到同性恋普遍这个猖獗的行在地上呢，你知道神的愤怒就快到了。
If you see homosexuality being rampantly practiced on earth, you know that God's judgment is round the corner.
第二十八节，神他们故意不认识神，就任凭他们存邪僻的心，行不合理的事，装满了各样的不义。
Verse 28, since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done.
所以你看到福音是什么？福音是要从神的愤怒中，从我们的罪中、从审判中把我们拯救出来。
So what is this gospel or the good news? This gospel or the good news is that it provides a way to be saved from God's judgment and God's wrath.
什么叫做信福音？
What does it mean to believe in the gospel?
信福音就是相信原来神创造我们，我们应该向神，我们应该敬拜神，我们应该感谢神，但是我们不感谢神，我们不敬拜神，所以呢，这个审判就临到我们。但是现在福音是告诉你，我们有一个办法可以使你不面对这个审判，就是耶稣基督为你死，为你复活，你必须要依靠他才脱离神的审判。
And to believe in the gospel means that we have to acknowledge that we have sinned against this God who has created us and given us everything, and we need to acknowledge our sins before Him and believe in Him so that we can escape from this wrath.
当这个，所以所谓信福音就是要离开自己，不要跟随自己，不要只侍奉自己，不要以我中心，要以神为中心，因为他是你的创造主。
To believe in the gospel means that I must leave myself or to deny myself and no longer live for myself, no longer live a self-centered life, but to live for God and to live for the one who created us.
因为神创造你有目的，他你必须要完成他的目的，你才能够快乐，你才能够喜乐，你才能够满足，你才能够荣耀神，你才能够完成他的心意。
Because God created you for a purpose, and only by obeying His will and fulfilling this purpose will you find joy and satisfaction and blessing?
所以我们讲到神的愤怒呢，其实我们在讲神的审判。
And when we talk about God's wrath, it leads to God's judgment.
所以这个审判呢，就是神的愤怒临到众人，就是神的审判。那么他怎么审判呢？
And God's judgment is really how His wrath is being revealed upon men, and how does God judge?
当然，我们讲到神的审判的时候，不只是我们在圣经里面看到有神审判，所有世界的各种族、各个地方的人，就算是森林的土人，都知道将来有审判。
And when we talk about God's judgment, it is not just revealed to us in the Bible, because all tribes and nations, everyone from everywhere, even the native in the jungle, they know that God will judge.
很多时候，当人类犯罪的时候呢，当我们犯罪的时候呢，我们心里会跳得很快，为什么呢？
And very often when we commit a crime or when we do something wrong, our heartbeat actually increases. Why?
我们心惊胆跳的原因是因为我们相信将来会有报应。
Why do our hearts fear? That's because we believe that in the future there will be judgment.
但是你说我不相信神，但是为什么你不相信神却相信有报应？谁来报应你呢？
And if you say, I do not believe in God, but why then do you believe that there will be consequences in the future? Who will deliver these consequences?
所以我们看到圣经里面讲，他说明明知道有神，但是口里不承认他。
That's why the Bible tells us that although they knew God, they did not honor Him.
我们说好有好报，坏有坏报，恶有恶报，但是谁来报呢？除非你相信有这个神。
And we say that if you do good, you will receive good, and if you do bad, you will also receive bad. Who will pay this due? It is actually God.
所以你会发现到人硬心不承认有神，但是心里面你 deep down, 你心里面知道有神的存在。
So we realize that even though men harden their hearts and they refuse to acknowledge God, but yet deep down inside they know there is God.
你问他你信不信神，他说我不信神，那么你晚上叫他你跟我一起到坟墓去走走散步，不可以，太怕了。
And if you ask the person, do you believe in God? And they say, no, I don't believe in God. Then invite this person to have a stroll with you through the cemetery at night. And they will refuse, they will say, I'm scared.
为什么怕呢？你心里知道有鬼神这回事情，你心里知道，但是你口里不承认。
Why be afraid? That's because in your heart you know that there is God and that there are demons, but yet you harden your heart and refuse to acknowledge it.
所以可见你的口硬，心却深深知道有这回事情。
So even though you refuse to acknowledge with your mouth, but you're deep down in your heart, you know of its existence.
所以我们在读第二章罗马书第二章的时候，你知道。神会审判，神会发怒，请问他怎么样审判我们？
So as we read Romans chapter 2, we realize that God will judge because of His wrath, but how does God judge?
所以我们今天的大纲呢，第一点呢，就是神会根据事实来审判。
And our outline for today, the first point is that God judges according to fact.
啊，我的这个大纲也是根据圣经的经文。
And this outline is derived from the Bible.
你看第二节。
Okay, verse two.
第二章第二节，他说，这里他说，我知道这样行的人，神必照真理审判他们。
Romans 2:2. We know that.The judgment of God rightly falls on those who practice such things.
所以你看到这里真理这个字呢，有点翻译过头，其实它是说按照事实，按照你所做的，按照那个事情的真相，那所谓的真理，不是，这边不是指那个真理，是指真相，那个事实来审判你。
And the word translated rightly actually is talking about based on facts.
所以其实你如果看英文圣经，你们有一些人有读英文圣经，你看 NIV 翻译的更准确，他说 Do such thing is based on truth. 他说是根据事实，根据这个 facts.
And the NIV translated as based on truth. So this is based on the truth or the facts that God judges.
所以神怎么样审判呢？审判是看那个事情的真相。
So God judges based on the facts of the matter.
这里呢，你有没有注意到这边有两批人？
Do you realize that there are two groups of people here?
因为当第一章的下半段他在讲这些的时候呢，他是讲到这些人呢，你不信神吗？你看这个宇宙万物呢，你就可以知道他是在讲一些没有外邦人，不是犹太人。
And if you look at the second half of chapter 1, and this seems to be referring to Gentiles and not to Jews.
那么但是当他来到第二章的时候，他知道这些犹太人心里说，哎呀，他们没有律法，所以我们是属神的人，我们有律法，所以我们知道，所以他们有罪，我们没有罪。
And as Paul reaches chapter 2, he is anticipating that the Jews among the people here will be thinking, oh, that they are the Gentiles, they do not have the law of God. We Jews have the law of God and we know what to do.
所以他说你这论断人的，他知道犹太人在论断别人。他说你这论断人的，无论你是谁，你也无可推诿，因为你在什么事上论断人，你就在什么事上定自己的罪。为什么呢？因为你论断的人自己所行的跟别人一样。
And chapter 2, verse 1, therefore you have no excuse, O men, every one of you who judges. This is referring to the Jews who are judging other people for not having the law. And he says, for in passing judgment on another, you condemn yourselves because you, the judge, practice the very same things.
所以这边有两种人。
So there are two types of people.
一种人呢，你如果看第一章第32节，他说有一种人虽然知道神判断这些事， 他们不但自己去行，还喜欢别人去行。
So one type of people we see in chapter 1 verse 32, these are the people who though they knew God's decree that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them, but give approval to those who practice them.
但是有第二种人,
but there's a second type of men.
第二种人就是犹太人, 他知道这些是错的, 他自己没有, 他自己行, 他还 condemn 还讲别人， 还论断别人。
The second type of people, the Jew, who has the law, knowing that it is wrong, but yet he practices this very same things but condemn others.
其实他们两个都是一样，都是他们两个不同的地方，一个是知道自己知道是错还去做，还要别人去做，第二种人是知道错。 他不但自己做，还骂别人。其实这第二种人比第一种人还要糟糕。
So there's two types of people. One type know that it is wrong, does so themselves, and also approves of those practicing them. Then the second type knows that it is wrong, does so himself, but condemns others.
所以保罗说，你们两个都一样，同样有罪。
And Paul says that these two types of people are the same. You are all guilty.
所以第二节他说，我知道这样行的人，神必照真理或者照真相来审判他们。
Therefore, chapter 2, verse 2, Paul says, we know that the judgment of God rightly falls on those who practice such things.
所以你看第三节，你这人啊。 你论断这些行这事的人，你自己所行的却和别人一样，你以为你能够逃脱神的审判吗？
That's why verse 3 Paul continues, Do you suppose, O men, you who judge those who practice such things and yet do them yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God?
那个答案是不可能的。
Of course the answer is no.
因为神知道。
Because God knows.
神不会让你放过你的。
God will not let you off.
还是你认为第四节，还是你认为 凭藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容和忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是要领你悔改呢？你竟然按任凭你的刚硬不悔改的心，为自己继续愤怒，以致神的震怒在他显出公义的审判的日子来到，来报应你。
Verse 4, or do you presume on the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance? But because of your heart and impenitent heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath when God's righteous judgment will be revealed.
所以这里保罗是告诉我们，所有的人都犯了罪。
So what Paul is telling us is that all men have sinned.
不是你知道不知道，是你有没有做。
It's not whether you know or you don't know, but it's whether you do or you do not do.
所以保罗其实在讲的就是这个，在罗马书三章十节，他也是讲没有一人连一个都没有，没有明白的，没有寻求的，没有都是偏离正路，一同无用，没有行善的，一个都没有。
And in the same fashion, Paul writes in Romans 3:10, none is righteous, no, not one. No one understands, no one seeks for God. All have turned aside, together they have become worthless. No one does good, not even one.
保罗说没有一个义人。
Paul says there is no one righteous.
一个都没有。
Not one.
在保罗在罗马书三章二十节，他说没有行律法在神面前称义的。
And in Romans 3:20, he says, by the works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight.
而且在罗马书三章二十三节，他说世人都犯了罪，罪亏欠了神的荣耀。
And Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
所以神的审判呢，将来呢，必然按照真相来审判每一个人。
So God's judgment will fall on everyone based on facts.
所以我们的第一点是，神是根据事实、真相来审判人。
And so our first point is that God judges according to fact.
第二呢，神不但是用真相，而且是根据个人的行为来审判个人。
And secondly, God judges also according to each one's behavior.
你看到第六节。
Look at verse 6.
刚才我们讲第一节的大纲是从第二节来，第二节的大纲呢，其实呢就从第六节来。他说，他神必照着个人的行为报应个人。
And we said that this outline is derived from the passage itself. The first point is from verse 2. And the second point is from verse 6. He will render to each one according to his work.
所以第一点呢，在第二节里面就照着真理审判他们。第二点呢，是在第六节说照着个人的行为报应个人。
And so the first point, it is according to fact that God judges. And the second point from verse 6,It will be according to their behavior or their works that God judges.
那么这边同样的，我们看见有两种人。
And in a similar fashion, we see two types of people.
有一种人在第七节，凡恒心寻、恒心善、行善、寻求荣耀、尊贵和不能朽坏之福的，神就以永生报应他们。
And one type is in verse 7.Those who by patience in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life.
另外一种人呢，却不顺从真理，反顺从不义，神就以愤怒跟恼恨报应他们。
And the second type are those who are self-seeking, do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, and for this there will be wrath and fury.
所以他同样是一直给我们看到两组人。
And Again, we see two types of people.
其实你注意看呢，第一节到第五节呢，他是以第二人称，他说你这个论断，无论你是谁，第三节你这个人，第五节他你竟然凭着你的刚硬，他是第二人称，是你。
And if you pay attention to verses 1-5, the usage here is, or the address here is in the second person, it's always you.
但是来到第六到第十节，他是他们，你看，他必行照各样的行，报应个人，第七节，他以永生报应他们，第八节，以恼恨报应他们，都是以第三人称。
But from verse 6 to 10, it is now switched over to the third person. These are the people, those who are self-seeking, and there will be tribulation for these people. So all these are in the third person.
所以你看到，当我们在读的时候，我们不熟悉这种文学的方式。基本上，我们有时候讲话也是这样。他说，如果你犯罪，你如果做这件事情，你，但是我们不是在讲你，我们是讲一般性的。所以他这里在讲是说，如果有人，这个犹太人是这样的话呢，他必然是得到神的惩罚。但是基本上他是在讲一个原则。
And we are sometimes not familiar with such a literary structure, but actually, even in our daily speech,Sometimes we talk to people and we say, you might do this. Actually, it's not referring to you, but generally talking about others. However, this kind of way of speaking is actually referring to a principle.
所以在这里他说，神不但是用事实、用真相来审判，神也是用人的行为来审判。
So God does not judge only according to fact, He also judges according to behavior.
所以他说按照个人所行的去做。
He will render to each one according to his works.
其实圣经里面旧约也是这样讲。
Even the Old Testament teaches the same thing.
以西结说，主说我要将我的愤怒倾倒在你身上。 向你成就我怒中所定的，就是按照你的行为审判你。所以神的审判是按照我们所行的。Ezekiel
7:8 gives us an example. God says, "Now I will soon pour out my wrath upon you, and spend my anger against you, and judge you according to your ways."
那么在新约也是这样，彼得前书他说：“你既称那不偏待人的，按个人行为审判人的主为父，你就当存敬畏的心，在世寄居的时候呢，寄居这个度日。”And
even in the New Testament, 1 Peter 1:17, if you call on Him as Father, who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile.
所以这里讲的是什么呢？神怎么样审判呢？他按照事实，他也按照我们每一个人所行的。So
how does God judge? He judges according to facts, and He also judges according to each of our deeds.
我们每一个人，不管你在别人面前怎么做，你暗地里做的事情，神都知道。For
each and every one of us, no matter what you do in front of other men, you must know that whatever that you do in secret, God knows.
神必按照你在隐秘里面做的事情来审判你。God
will judge you according to the deeds that you have performed in secret.
你看第16节。Look
at verse 16.
罗马书第2:16说，就在神借着耶稣基督审判人隐秘事的日子，照着我福音所说的。Romans 2:16.
On that day, when according to my gospel, God judges the secrets of men by Christ Jesus.
所以不管你做什么，神知道，你可以在我们面前，在众人面前装作一副样子，但是神是无所不知、无所不在的，他必按照你在隐秘里面做的事情审判。So
no matter what you do, God knows everything. You can put up a false front in front of other men, but whatever that you do in secret, God knows and He will judge that.
但是有些人会反对。
But some people will object.
他说我们基督徒呢，基督教都是以因信称义，不是以行为受审判。
And they might argue that Christianity teaches us that we are justified by faith, not by works.
其实是对的。
Of course that is right.
所有信耶稣的人呢，相信神的人呢，得救恩的人呢， 都是因为相信耶稣之后呢，就不再看我们的行为。And
for those who believe in Jesus, who believe in the gospel, after we have faith in God, we are no longer judged by our works.
这样是不是说你信了耶稣之后，你可以继续犯罪呢？
So does that mean that after you believe in Jesus, you can continue to sin?
当然不是。
Of course not.
你的信心，你的相信，你的信心。 你如果有信心，自然会有行为。
If you truly believe and if your faith is real, it will result in the right works.
所以从你的行为里面，我就看出你有没有真正的信心。
So through your works or deeds, I can tell whether your faith is real.
所以雅各书提到说，信心如果没有行为是死的。
That's why the book of James tells us that faith without deeds is dead.
所以雅各问说，人若有信心没有行为，有什么益处？能够救他吗？答案是不能。
And James asks, if a person has faith but has no works, can his faith save him? The answer is no.
信心必须与行为并行，信心行为证明他的信心是真的。
Faith and works will go hand in hand, and the works will prove that the faith is real.
所以如果那个人 继续犯罪呢，证明他的相信是假的，他根本不相信神，也不相信有审判。如果你真的有审判呢，今天你就会好好的活着。
So if a person continues in sin, it tells us that his faith is fake because It shows that he doesn't believe in God nor in judgment, because if he does, then he will live his life properly right now.
就好像一个学生,
just like a student.
学生如果老师告诉你, 我们下个礼拜有考试,
if the teacher tells the student we're going to have an exam next week,
如果他相信这个老师的话呢, 他就会准备 好好的读书,
if he believes the teacher, he will revise his work properly in preparation for the exam.
但是如果他, 你看他的行为里面呢, 他完全不理会那个老师呢, 可见他不相信那个老师。
But if in his deeds you can see that he doesn't really bother about what the teacher says, it shows that he doesn't believe the teacher.
所以可见呢, 他如果真的是相信呢, 他必然有这个行为。
So we will see that if he truly believes, then the works will follow.
所以当我们如果真的信耶稣，我们就会过一个成圣的生活，我们就有一个善行，从这个善行、这个成圣的生活，就证明我们是有真的信耶稣。
So if we truly believe, then we will live a holy life and we will do good works, and our holy lives and good works prove that our faith is real.
所以神呢, 在审判的时候他就知道 我们因信了耶稣，我们得赦免，因为我们的行为证明我们的信是真的。
And so when God judges us, and he will see that our faith is real because our works proves it.
所以我们今天的大纲呢，第一呢，神是用事实、用真相来审判我们；第二呢，神是用他的行为来审判每一个人。
And so we are back to our outline today. God judges according to fact, first point. Second point, God judges according to deed.
最后一点呢，我们看到神的审判呢，是根据他的法律来审判我们。
And thirdly, God judges according to law.
请大家看第十二节。
Look at verse 12.
在十二节他说，凡没有律法的犯了罪，他也必不按律法灭亡。他说，诶，你不是讲说律法吗？ 他说，但是你注意看，凡在律法以下的就犯了罪的，他必按律法去受审判。第十三节，原来在神面前，不是听律法来行为义，乃是行律法来称义。那没有律法的外邦人呢？他说第十四节，没有律法的外邦人，若顺着本性行律法上的事，他们虽然没有律法，自己就是自己的律法。这就是显出律法的功用。 刻在他们心里，他们是非之心，作见证，且他们的思念互相较量，或是以为是，或是以为非。神就在借着耶稣基督审判人隐秘事的日子，照着我父我的福音所说的。Verse
12: For all who have sinned without the law will also perish without the law, and all who have sinned under the law will be judged by the law. For it is not the hearers of the law who are righteous before God, but the doers of the law who will be justified. And we might ask, how about those without the law? So in verse 14, he answers that, for when Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do what the law requires, they are a law to themselves, even though they do not have the law. They show that the work of the law is written in their hearts, while their conscience also bears witness, and their conflicting thoughts accuse or even excuse them on that day when, according to my gospel, God judges the secrets of men by Christ Jesus.
所以同样的，这边有两种人。
So again, there are two types of people.
一种人有律法。
One type have the law.
一种人没有律法。
One type doesn't.
这样有律法的人自然按照律法来判他。
And those who have the law will be judged by the law.
这个有律法的人自然就是指犹太人。
And those with the law, of course, refer to the Jews.
这样没有律法的人，神说啊，他不按律法，但是他说他的良心就是律法。
And how about those without the law? It is still going to be judged by the law because their conscience is their law.
而且那个良心呢，就显出了律法刻在人的心里。
And their conscience shows that the law is written on their heart.
按照他良心去做。
And when they do according to their conscience,
他就知道他有没有犯，他只要他良心不控告他，他就没有罪。
If their conscience do not accuse them, then they do not, they are not guilty.
但是弟兄姐妹，我告诉你，所有世上的人没有一个人有清洁的良心，他的良心都在控告他。But
let me tell you, brothers and sisters, no man on earth have a clean conscience. Everyone will face their conscience accusation.
我们心里都知道，我们的良心不断的控告我们。
And we know in our hearts that our consciences kept keeps accusing us.
这个就证明了神在我们心里面的功用。
And this proves that God is working in our hearts.
不管你是在城市里面的人，还是在土著森林里面的土著。
Whether you are living in a city or you are native in a tribe inside the jungle.
你的良心就是律法。
Your conscience is a law to itself.
但是每一个人呢，我们都知道，我们自己最不愿意的是，我们还是去做，而且做了之后呢，良心感觉不断的控告你，使到你很不安。
And we know that very often we do the things that our conscience tells us not to do, and after doing it, our conscience pricks us.
所以我们的心里面良心不断的控告我们，我们自己心里面就感觉到很不好受。
So in our hearts, our consciences keep pricking us and cause us to feel without peace.
今天没有一个人可以说我良心从来没有控告我。
Today, no one can ever say that my conscience has never pricked me.
其实每一个人都是罪人，你自己知道。
Everyone is a sinner, you know yourself.
很多时候我们最不喜欢的事情，我们最不愿意的事情，我们还是去做。
Very often the thing that we hate most and the thing that we do not like most, that's the thing that we do.
很多时候我们越爱的人，我们伤害越深。
Very often we hurt the person that we love the most.
所以可见这件事情就显出来，我们每一个人的良心都在控告我们。
So this shows us that our consciences.Is accusing us.
你看第十六节，他说神借着耶稣在审判人隐秘事的日子，什么意思呢？意思说将来呢，神必然用借着耶稣来审判我们。
Verse 16, on that day, God judges the secrets of man by Christ Jesus.
因为有一天呢，今天呢，你可以在隐秘里面做一些事情，但是呢，神在将来呢，必把这件事情公开出来。
Today you can do something in secret, but in the future God will reveal this in public.
每一件隐藏的事，将来都会显出来。
Everything done in secret will be revealed.
因为我们的神是无所不知、无所不在、无所不能的神。
Because our God is omniscient and He is omnipotent.
我要你看一段圣经。
I want you to look at a passage.
请你打开路加福音第十二章看一看。
Look at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12.
你看路加福音呢，神主耶稣在讲一件事情的时候呢，特别是在路加福音第十二章第一节，他说，这时呢有很多人聚集，彼此见到呢，耶稣就开讲，先对门徒说，你们要防备法利赛人的教，那就是假冒为善。
And Luke chapter 12, there were a lot of people who gathered.And when Jesus began to say to his disciples, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy.
所以假冒为善就是在外表装作是善，但是里面却不是假的，虚假的。
Hypocrisy means that you pretend to be good externally, but yet internally it is fake.
Hypocrisy 这个假冒为善呢，其实那个原文的意思就是面具的意思，就是那个这个有这个戏剧呢的时候演戏，有一种是叫做他们挂着一个面具，他是演戏给别人看。
And the word hypocrisy in the original Greek is referring to an actor who puts on a mask during a drama show.
但是神说这些是假冒为善，你看第二节，他说掩盖的是没有露出来的，隐藏的是没有不被人知道的。
And this is hypocrisy, even though it was an act, but God knows, because verse 2 tells us nothing is covered up that will not be revealed or hidden that will not be known.
因为他说你们在暗中说的话呢，要在明处被人听见。
Whatever you have said in the dark shall be heard in the light.
而且在内室附耳所说的话呢，要在房上被人宣扬出来。
And what you have whispered in private rooms shall be proclaimed on the housetops.
就好像以前的人呢，他在私底下我稍稍跟你讲一些东西，你不要跟别人讲。但是他说你要在房上，因为当时我没有扩音机，他们要向全村人宣讲的时候呢，他必须要在房顶上面向众人宣讲，就是站房顶上。
And in the past, there is no broadcasting system, so.What they will do if they want to proclaim something to everyone is that they will get to the rooftop or the housetop and then they will speak loudly to everyone there.
所以弟兄姐妹，我告诉你一件事情。
So brothers and sisters, let me tell you one thing.
你在背后说我的坏话，有一天呢，我都会知道的。所以我今天不用知道。
If you talk bad about me behind my back, one day I will find out. I don't need to find out today.
因为他将来呢要在房上宣告出来。
Because in the future it will be proclaimed on the house top.
所以主耶稣的意思说，不要做假冒，不要演戏，不要挂一个面具。反正都要，大家都知道，今天不如我诚诚实实的在你面前活一个真实的我。
So Jesus says, don't be a hypocrite, don't put on a mask, do not try to act like who you aren't. So all these things will be revealed in the future. Why not just live truly today as the true you?
因为将来你要为你所讲的每一句话、每一件事受审判。
Because in the future.You will be judged according to everything that you have said and done.
所以让我们做一个诚诚实实的人，因为我们每一件事情都在神面前是不能够遮盖的。
So let us live as honest men before God, because nothing can be covered before God.
就好像耶利米书说说，耶和华是鉴察人心的，试验人肺腑的，必要照个人所行的和他所做的事情报应他。
Jeremiah 17:10, God declares that He is the Lord who searches the heart and tests the mind to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his deeds.
那么以历代世上也是这么讲到，说他讲到这个所罗门，他说我儿所罗门啊，这个大卫跟所罗门所讲，他呢是指神是鉴察人心的，知道人一切的意念。
And in 1 Chronicles 28:9, David speaking to Solomon tells him that the Lord searches all hearts and understands every plan and thought.
那么在诗篇，大卫自己也这么说，他说耶和华，你已经鉴察我，认识我，我坐下我起来你都晓得，你从远处知道我的意念，我行路我躺卧你都细察，你也知道我深知我一切所行的。
And David wrote in Psalm 139, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways.
所以在新约也是一样，在希伯来书4:13，他说被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的。原来万物在那以我们有关系的主面前呢。的眼前呢都是侧路敞开的。
And so it is also stated in the New Testament, Hebrews 4:13, No creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account.
所以我们神，我们的一切心都会敞开出来，而且呢，我们都按照神给我们的真相，按照我们的行为。而且呢，是按照律法。如果没有律法呢，他按照你的良心来审判我们。
So we realize that everything that we do and we say, God will judge according to the facts. He will judge according to our behavior, and He will judge according to the law. And even those without the law will be judged according to their conscience, which is the law to itself.
在结束的时候，我要问你一句话。
As we conclude, I want to ask you.
福音里面有没有审判？
Is there judgment in the gospel?
当我们传福音的时候，是不是也要把审判讲出来？
When we preach the gospel, do we also preach about judgment?
你看16节。
Look at verse 16.
让我们再看一次，他说，就在神借着耶稣基督审判隐秘的时候的日子呢，做什么呢？他讲审判的时候呢，是照着福音所说。什么福音呢？所以我们传福音的时候告诉你，神要审判你，但是神也给你一个救恩，让你可以借着他脱离神的审判，脱离神的愤怒。所以在传福音的时候呢，你必须要把审判讲得清楚。
Verse 16 of Romans chapter 2, On that day when, according to my gospel, God judges the secrets of men by Christ Jesus. So, when we preach the gospel, we have to tell you that you have sinned and you will be judged. And it is because of that that there is a way of salvation God has given. If you believe in Jesus, you will escape this judgment.So when we preach the gospel, it has to be clear. Judgment has to be clearly explained.
所以我们相信好消息，什么好消息？
So we believe in the good news, but what good news is that?
是不是神使你发财？当然那个是好消息。
Does God bless you with money? Of course, that's good news.
神医治你，那个是好消息。
God heals your illnesses, that's good news.
我们讲过很多遍了，不管你怎么样医，有一天你还是死的。
But we say this many times. No matter how many times you are healed, one day you will die.
真正的好消息是你有永远的生命，不死的生命。
The real good news is that you have eternal life that does not die.
什么福音呢？福音是告诉你说，你以前不断的犯罪，不断的抵挡神，不承认神，不荣耀他，不感谢他，但是你不需要悔改，从这个东西，从这个罪中悔改，信靠神，承认他是主，承认他是我们的创造主，承认他是我们生命的主，我们跟着他而行，这样你就免去你的律，免去律法上面的审判。
The real gospel is that you used to be sinning against God. You used to rebel against God and you refuse to acknowledge Him and you are His enemy. But you must repent and believe in Him and acknowledge Him as your creator. And in so doing, then will you escape His judgment and His wrath.
所以我们依靠神，依靠主耶稣脱离神的审判。
And we depend on the Lord Jesus to escape from God's judgment.
这个才是罗马书的福音。
This is the gospel of the book of Romans.
这个也是耶稣所传的福音。
And this is the gospel according to Jesus.
这个也是今天我们这个教会所信的福音。
And this is the gospel that our church believes today.
不是一般其他教会所谓的大型教会所传的福音，那些不是福音。因为传这种福音的，传那种福音的，他最后保罗说可咒可诅。
And it is not the same gospel that the mega churches today preach, because those mega churches, the gospel that they preach is not the true gospel, and Paul says that such people will be cursed.
为什么可咒可诅呢？他让你以为你得救，其实你是下地狱的。这个这样的福音不是福音，这个是派人下地狱。
And why is such gospel that preached by the mega church be a curse? That's because it promises salvation when it actually leads people to hell.
他没有帮助我们回到神面前，他只是要利用神达到你的目的，还是人本。
It does not actually bring man back to God. Such gospels.It's man-centered. It is trying to make use of God to fulfill man's desire.
这个不是圣经里面的福音。
This is not the gospel of the Bible.
让我们同心祷告。
Let us pray together. Father, we thank you for your righteous judgment that will be delivered to every individual, every human being, based on facts and behavior and law.Help us, Lord, to truly accept this and believe this, and not just to hear it, but that we will be doers, and in so doing, prove that we have truly believed. In Jesus' name, Amen.